Fallon?
Yeah?
It's all right, Mum. I am awake.
Thought you might like a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks.
I weren't sure if you were still sleeping.
Oh, no. I was just, you know, just thinking.
Well, no need to ask what about.
No.
You know, I've been thinking too, love. Do you, Well, I wonder if you maybe pushed it with that a bit too much.
No.
Like I said, it's bound to take a bit of time for things to settle down.
I know.
You know, I remember what it was like when me or your dad went off on tour. Always difficult for the one left behind.
It wasn't the tour.
You know, if you wanted it all back to normal too quick.
No, it was more complicated than that.
Maybe if you left it a few more weeks. Took it gently.
It wouldn't have made any difference, Mum. Honestly.
Look, if you're feeling bad, you don't have to work in the bar today.
Oh, no.
We could get someone else in.
No, there's no need for that. Who would you get anyway? I mean, Clary's leaving for Spain this afternoon.
I could give Kirsty a ring.
No, it's too short notice. I'm all right, Mum. I'll do my shift.
Latte.
That's mine.
And a tea.
How much is that, Tom?
I'll get these, Mum.
No, that's all right.
£6.40 then, please, Auntie Jill.
Do you want the right change?
Oh, yeah, please, if you've got it. We'll be dishing out a lot of change later on. No boys today?
No. We couldn't convince them of the delights of the Borsetshire show, I'm afraid. Well, Josh, anyway.
And once he said he didn't want to go, Ben decided the same. Mm-hmm.
So, they're with friends today.
Means you can do what you want, I suppose.
There you are.
Oh, perfect, thanks.
I like these big photos.
Yeah, Tom still hasn't paid his own modelling fee.
It's nice for the customers to know where the meat's coming from.
Are you on your own, Tom?
Oh, no. Brenda's just having a quick look round the craft village while we're quiet. She wants a vase.
Ah. Well, you'll have to start buying her flowers, then.
Hey, I do buy her flowers. Sometimes.
You can talk, David.
Bren will be back soon, and then Jazz is coming over when he's done the pigs, so we'll be fully manned for our peak time.
You've obviously got it down to a fine art.
Oh, yeah. We're pretty well organised now. I saw Pip when we were setting up, with the young farmer's lot.
Yeah, she's in the parade.
Well pleased with this float of theirs. Moulin Rouge, isn't it?
Yep. All the glamour of Gay Paris. Showgirls, feathers, fishnets.
Sounds great.
Yeah, but the parade's at 3, so you won't be able to see it.
Oh, well.
No. I'm sure you'll be far too busy here.
Yes, Kenton.
Sorry?
What would you like?
Oh, that's all right, Fallon. I'm just here to collect Jamie.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm taking him to the Borsetshire show. Your mum's just gone up to get him.
Fine.
Did you catch some good breaks?
What?
In Devon. It was Devon, wasn't it? Or maybe you didn't go for the surf.
No, we didn't.
What, didn't go for the surf or didn't catch any good breaks?
Neither. Oh, look, everyone's going to know soon enough. Me and Ed have split up.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
So we came back early.
Well, what a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some bad news this morning myself, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I got an email from Mel. You know, my ex. She's getting married again.
Why is that bad news?
Well, I was a bit gutted about it, you know.
What? You split up years ago, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but, you know,
So she's trying to be happy with another man and you want to stand in her way?
Yeah, well, I didn't say I wanted to stand in her
way. That's just a bit selfish.
Well, no, it's just, well, you know, it was a bit of a shock, that's all.
Here we are, then.
Oh, Jolene, thanks.
Hi, Kenton.
You all right, mate?
Are we still going to the Borsetshire show?
Yeah, we sure are. Well, see you then, Jolene. Fallon.
You have fun, both of you.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, Jamie.
You all right?
Yes, Robert, what can I get you?
Jenny explained it all on the website, apparently.
TEAS?
It stands for Transition or something. The A is for Ambridge, anyway.
Have you heard about this, David?
Huh? Sorry, heard about what?
The swap club.
It's a sort of unit of currency, I suppose. So if you're swapping, say, a haircut for some gardening, you know how much each one's worth.
Well, why don't they just use the sterling equivalent?
Equivalent, that's it. Transition equivalent in Ambridge.
Or T for short.
Mm.
Sounds a bit daft to me.
Oh, it's fun.
If you say so.
Oh, that was a good one. Who was it? Felmsham YFC. Oh, they're in Jamaica. Pirates, you see.
Give us your pieces of eight.
There you are.
Oh, thank you kindly, ma'am.
Oh, here they come. Look, Jill, this is them.
My word, that windmill's very impressive.
They've really done a good job, haven't they? Isn't it good, David?
Oh, great.
What's that music, though?
It's from Moulin Rouge.
I thought it'd be the Can-Can.
The film, the Ewan McGregor one.
Oh, it's quite
raunchy.
Yeah. That girl's throwing herself into it, isn't she?
Very sexy, isn't it, David?
Just hope her father's not watching.
Where's Pim, though?
Oh, there she is.
Where? Where? I can't see her.
You're looking in the wrong place.
Well, this is their float.
Look! Walk behind it.
What?
Hi, Pim!
But I thought...
Where's David?
Hello, Pim. Well done.
Why is she in her dungarees?
She's on the maintenance team. That's where she's got the oil can.
But you said that she was going to be flaunting herself.
I don't think I did. That was you jumping to conclusions, wasn't it?
What, so you knew about this all along?
Yep.
And you didn't tell me?
Of course not. Where'd be the fun in that?
Oh, did you hear about Fallon and Ed?
What? There's your lemonade.
Well, they've split up.
Anything else?
No, just that they've split up.
I meant, did you want anything else?
Oh, no, that's a lot, thanks. Here, you take that, Jamie.
All right.
Okay, so, two special hot dogs, one black coffee, one...
Oh, actually, Tom, there was something else.
Oh, right, what?
Tug of war.
Tug of war?
Yeah, you know, at the Fape. I've just signed Fat Paul up for the Cavaliers. Do you fancy joining us?
Kenton?
Look, with an anchorman like that, mate, we can't lose.
We're a bit busy right now.
Well, yeah, I just thought, you know, while I'm here...
And I'm going to be busy at the Fape too, so no, I don't want to join your tug of war team.
How much?
Not if my life depended on it.
No, I meant how much for the food?
Oh, call it a tenner.
Well, it's your loss. We Cavaliers are going to be bathed in glory. Come on, Jamie.
Next, please. What can I get you, sir?
Well, look who's hungry too. All right?
Hi.
Hi. Hello, you two.
Was that you holding everyone up?
I don't know what you mean, Dave.
Well, there's no point in us all queuing. I'll get them, and you talk to Kenton.
All right, if you're sure.
How's your hot dog?
Are you having a nice time, Jamie?
Yes, thanks.
Well, but had a bit of a blow this morning, though. Mel's getting married.
Really?
Yeah, in August. Some bloke called Aidan. Stupid name.
Oh, then I met him when we were over there. I didn't realise it was that serious.
What? Well, what's he like?
Well, about Mel's age, I suppose.
Younger than me, then.
He manages a leisure centre, I think.
Sporty.
Seemed very nice. Mary'll certainly liked him.
Oh, go on, Mum. Rub it in.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. She says, you know, the thought of another man bringing Mary up.
You have to move on, darling.
Yeah, I suppose so.
We saw Alistair buy the cattle stands. You and Shona are going to have a joint 50th then.
Oh, yeah. Well, can't let it pass without a hoolie, can we, Ruth? Should really push the boat out. There's just one wee problem.
What's that?
Well, the theme. I had it all planned. Next party I threw, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. But, well, given the circumstances, I don't think it's quite right.
What was it?
Vickers and tarts.
A special burger with cheese... And a plain hot dog for Mum.
Okay. Bren, can you chuck some cheese over, please?
You look rushed off your feet, Tom.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Where's Jezza?
Good question.
What, didn't he turn up?
Well, he turned up on time. Did about half an hour. Then Cherry arrived.
Huh?
One of the women from his milk round.
Oh, the 6 a.m. harem.
He asked for a coffee break, so I said he could have 15 minutes.
And when was that?
2 hours ago.
Dear. Yeah. So do you think it'd be any use when he comes back?
I can promise you one thing. By the time I've finished with him, he'll certainly be no use to Cherry.
Is there a problem, though?
What?
With the barrel. Been a long time?
Oh, no, I changed it. I don't know what I was doing, really.
Yeah. I knew you shouldn't have worked today.
I'm all right, Mum.
No, you're not. I've seen you trying to be normal with the customers when you're so hurt.
I am hurt, Mum. Really badly.
You know, this might not be the end. You and Ed, you could get back together.
He's in love with someone else. He's in love with someone else.
What? You mean he cheated on you?
No, not that.
Are you sure?
Definite. That almost makes it worse.
So, how long has it been going on? Was it while you were away?
Forever. He's always loved her. He never stopped.
Emma. Oh, God.
I thought he was over her. I thought he hated her.
Oh, Fallon, I'm so sorry.
And after what she did to him.
And he took you all the way to Devon to tell you?
No. He really wanted to make things work, but it just wasn't right. And so I asked him straight out.
And he admitted it?
He didn't have to. It was obvious.
Well, you just can't fight something like that.
So we came home.
Oh, you poor thing.
I feel so stupid.
No. You weren't to know. Sounds like he's pretty messed up.
Mm, yeah.
Well, you're better off out of it, love. If he's in that sort of state.
Am I?
I know it's hard. But you got so much going for you.
You reckon?
Yeah. Your career's really taken off. You've got such a lot ahead. Got tours, recording. Who knows what?
Maybe.
You need to concentrate on that. And you can't stay in a relationship with another woman hanging over you.
No.
It was the right thing to do. You were very brave.
I don't feel brave. I just wanted him so much, Mum.
I know.
I wouldn't care about the music, anything, if we could just be together.
Oh, Fallon, come here.
Oh, I love him, Mum. What am I going to do?
So, Jerry dragged me off to the beer tent.
Oh, yeah, like you needed dragging.
At last you can drink, I'm telling you. Oh, hold on. This is number 5's left a note.
Look, Jazz, I'm trying to get ready for work.
All right, just a sec. And one extra semi. So, we had a few bevvies, and I'm like, I've got to get back to my work. The burgers won't serve themselves. And Cherry's like, more interested in my buns, if you know what I'm saying.
Jazz.
No, listen. So we're heading back, taking a shortcut past the bandstand thing, and there's these trees and bushes, like, next thing I know, she's dragged me into them, and she's hollering at me.
Look, Jazz, I really don't want to know.
Tom gave me a right balling out when I get back, but it was worth it, I can tell you.
Is that it?
What?
Confessions of a Milkman, is that why you rang?
No, that was just by the by. I was thinking of going to the pool for my dinner. Do you fancy it?
No, not the pool.
Oh, no.
It's just... Oh, hello, Grandad. Look, Jazz, I got to go.
Come on, man.
What are you doing at this time in the morning?
Oh, I didn't sleep very well, did I? Heard you talking.
Oh, sorry about that. I was jazzing.
Oh, no, don't you worry. I was awake any road. So I thought I'd get up and have a cup of tea with you before you went off milking.
Okay, well, the kettle's boiled. You sit down. Are you seeing Mildred today?
Oh, later on. Got to get down the field and see the Barbara first.
Oh, I could pop over and do that.
Oh, that's a kind offer, Edward, but you got enough on. In fact...
What?
I've been a bit worried about you. You haven't seen yourself all weekend. I know you got this TB on your mind.
No, it's not that.
So what is it then?
Look, I didn't want to tell Mum and Dad before they went, because I knew it was going to spoil their holiday, but me and Fallon have split up.
Oh dear.
Yeah, when we was down in Woolacombe.
What, like a lover's tiff, was it?
No, it was worse than that. It wasn't a row or nothing.
I am sorry. I'm very fond of Fallon.
Yeah, so am I.
So can't you patch things up then?
No, it's final.
Girls like her don't come along every day, you know?
Yeah, I know. She's great, but... You know, she's moving on. She's got the band. I got a manager now. She'll be off on tour and stuff. We've just grown apart.
Oh, well, that's a terrible pity. You and her seem so suited.
Yeah. Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Do you want a biscuit with that?
No, thanks, Jenny. No, this is fine.
So, Hungary's looking good then, is it?
Yeah, spectacular.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I knew it was worth hanging in there.
Are you expecting a call? I mean, that's the third time you've checked your phone in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I did wonder if Adam might want me to do a spell of grain hauling or on the combine.
He's driving the combine.
Yeah, he's got to eat, though, hasn't he?
Well, it's not lunchtime yet.
No.
And they've got Brad and Charlotte.
But they're only students.
Well, I just mean Adam's probably got all the staff he needs.
Yeah, but I still don't know why he brought Charlotte in for the whole season. We're only going to be in Sardinia for 10 days.
Well, he probably wants to train her up properly. Anyway, they're on the estate, aren't they? And maybe he'll ask you to help when they move onto our land.
Mm.
Oh, come in.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Jazza.
Hello.
Just to let you know, I signed for a delivery.
What, fertiliser or...?
Ah, 3 big boxes.
Oh, yes, it's, yeah, it's a bench.
That'll be some bench.
Yes, it is. Well, it's one of those goes round a tree.
Oh, very fancy. Anyway, I've done the pigs, I'm away now.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And for taking the delivery.
See you.
Jenny, before you say anything, after our last... discussion. I've realised that a plaque wouldn't be a good idea.
Oh, that's an understatement.
No, I take your point entirely, but I've been thinking about where the bench should go. And with no plaque to everyone else, it'll just be a bench. No links to Siobhan, no...
No rubbing my nose in it.
An embarrassment for you. But, I mean, it really is for Rory. It needs to be somewhere he can go when he wants to think about his mother.
Whatever, Brian.
So, I was wondering, couldn't it go in the Millennium Wood?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe near the picnic area. And then it would be a benefit to other people, too.
Only me.
Good morning, Peggy.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Didn't know you were coming over.
Jack's at the day centre today.
Oh, is he? Oh, jolly good.
So Mum's coming with me to Felpersham.
Oh.
I did say. I'm meeting Cormac at the university about the remains.
Oh, of course.
I'm a bit early.
Oh, it's all right, Mum. I'll just get my bag and then we'll be off.
You're total numpty.
Oh, hello to you too.
You've gone and done it now, haven't you?
What are you about?
Chucking Fallon.
I didn't chuck her.
You know what it looks like. She's in bits.
Wait, have you seen her then? What did she say?
That this Devon trip was a disaster and you two were over.
Exactly. I didn't chuck her.
How did you know? Tell me.
Well, because I knew you were going to be like this. I don't need a hard time about it, okay?
I've not come to give you a hard time.
That doesn't sound like it.
I know you've been having cold feet. It happens.
It's not cold feet.
All long-term relationships have their ups and downs.
What would you know about it? A long-term relationship for you is still remembering her name in the morning.
Maybe, but that's the way I like it. You didn't want it to end, did you?
No.
So go and talk to her. You can get her back.
I can't.
Oh, come on.
Even if I could, I don't think I'd want to.
What?
I can't be what she wants.
Listen to yourself. This is because of Emma, isn't it? Ed, she's troubled. You'd be mad to go back there.
I'm not going to.
Aye, right.
I'm not.
That's the first smart thing you've said today. Why don't you go and fix things with Fallon?
It's too late. Really, mate. I would if I could, but...
Oh, man. That minx screwed you up good and proper, didn't she?
Tell me about it. But that's finished now, isn't it?
So, this archaeologist...
Cormac.
Is he the one who's looking at the skeleton?
No. No, that's an anthropologist at Felpersham Museum. Cormac's at the university.
But he was interested.
Oh, yes. Very enthusiastic. He's
is going to come and take a look at the site on Friday.
Oh, that does sound enthusiastic.
It's Jack's birthday on Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, 89.
You planning anything? Assume you're not having a party, or you'd have said by now.
No, I think he's gone beyond parties.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum. It's so sad.
Well, you know what he's like with anything unexpected. And crowds.
I understand.
And he wouldn't remember that it's his birthday anyway.
No.
So I was just going to make some cakes, and if people want to drop round during the day.
Yeah, sort of open house.
Well, it's easier if they come in twos and threes. More manageable. For him, I mean.
He's so lucky to have you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, you're so sensitive to what he needs.
I have to be honest. It's easier for me, too, if he doesn't get upset.
What would he do without you?
Let's not think like that.
Oh, no, Mama, I didn't mean that. Oh!
What?
Oh, it's Joe Grundy. I need a word with him. Are you okay for a minute, Mum?
Yeah, of course.
Joe? Hello?
What do you want, Mrs?
Oh, can I have a word?
What about? Not our William, is it?
No, nothing like that. It's about the swap club.
Oh,
You know, your pony and trap ride.
You mean my lifts or light freight carriage pony and trap
That's
over short distances around the village of Ambridge and its environs?
Yes, Joe.
What about them? Want to book one, do you?
Oh, no, thank you. Not right now, anyway. It's Linda Snell.
Well, what does she want?
Well, she's pointed out that you're offering your lifts at a rate of 10 Ts.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's offering lifts for 5 Ts.
So?
Well, she feels that basically you're offering the same service.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And so you should charge 5 Ts as well.
Oh, no.
No?
No. Her lifts are in her car, aren't they?
Well, yes.
And cars are bad for the environment, aren't they?
Yes, I suppose so.
And this transit-only swap club thing, it's all about the environment, isn't it?
Yes.
So because the pony and trap is much less carbon...
intensive.
...and it don't pollute none, leastways only with stuff you'll be happy to have on your roses, I reckon it's worth at least twice as many teas as Linda Snell's lifts. You see?
Actually, yes, I do.
With Bartleby?
No, it's fine, Joe. I understand. I'll explain it to Linda.
Yeah, well, you do that, Mrs.
All sorted?
Yes, I think so.
Jennifer?
Yes?
When I arrived earlier, you and Brian were having coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Did I sense a bit of an atmosphere?
Oh, well, yes, you did a bit. Everything was fine. He'd had good figures from Hungary and he was quite cheerful about it. Though with it being harvest time here, he's a bit itchy not having anything to do.
Ah.
I think he's having trouble letting go.
Well, what did you expect?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, he's a busy, ambitious man. He's always worked hard.
Like Jack, I suppose.
Can't expect him to be comfortable with nothing to do.
Well, he hasn't got nothing to do.
It must be a big hole in his life, though.
When he decided to retire, you were very happy for me.
Of course. But I didn't say it was going to be an easy adjustment.
No. Well, it isn't.
So that's what was going on, then?
Well, no, actually. I've sort of agreed that Brian can put up a bench in Siobhan's memory.
What?
Well, it's for Rory, really. Something to remember his mother by.
All the same.
But we'd had a row about whether it should have a plaque on it.
Oh, he never asked for that.
Well, he did, I'm afraid. But now we're just trying to sort out the logistics. Where he'd put it, you know, that sort of thing.
I could make a few suggestions. I hope he appreciates how understanding you're being.
Well, at least it's just a bench. Not some statue or something.
I should think not.
And I suppose that woman might as well be some use after her death.
Surely you can take the morning off.
No, not today.
But I'm bored.
Well, give Jennifer a call then, or your mum. I'm sure you'll find someone to play with, Lillian.
But I'd much rather play with you, darling. Jenny was in a very sombre mood yesterday. Well, what about lunch?
No, can do, Puss. I've got a meeting with the rest of Ambridge Heat and Power, and there's no way I can miss that. I'm on strict instructions from Annabelle to make sure that David and Ruth feel loved and appreciated.
Lucky them.
Well, so long as David doesn't throw his toys out of the pram, I'm sure we'll get along just fine. Thanks to Annabelle's sterling efforts getting them back on side.
Is there no end to the woman's dazzling talent?
Oh, there's no need for that, Puss. As it happens, she's well on her way to sorting out our little newt problem, so... Max's report should be ready next week.
That ought to be a riveting read.
Well, we're going over it on Tuesday. Another meeting about newts. Sometimes I think the world's gone mad.
Hang on. Tuesday? Don't you have your meeting with social services then, in London?
Borchester.
What?
The meeting, it's in Borchester.
Since when?
Since social services down south realised I don't live in London. They rang back and told me I'd have to pursue a case locally, so I've been officially redirected to someone called, Lindsay.
Yeah, but when did they call?
Well, I don't know. Last week sometime.
Well, you never said.
Well, it wasn't important. And before you say, no, I won't need any company or my hand held during the meeting. That all right with you?
Morning.
Oh, hello, Will. Just a sec.
Getting your trailers ready?
Yeah, tyres are a bit flat. We'll be getting the barley in pretty soon. Well, Adam will, anyway.
Yeah, he's made a good start on the estate, he was saying.
Well, I hope the weather keeps up. Might get some thundery showers later this week, they say. Yeah. Anyway, what can I do for you?
You know I'm getting a lot of poults up to wood at the moment.
If you say so.
Well, yeah, I am. Right. I want to get some crates into cuckoo cover, so I wondered if you mind if I took a Land Rover up the side of Badger's Bank.
What, from the gate by the bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mind you stay on the track, though.
Of course.
We've got winter wheat in there.
Yeah, I know.
We don't want to lose any of the prices we're getting.
Oh, I'll be really careful.
Yeah, all right, then. Go on.
Oh, thanks, David.
Is that it?
Yep. Going over the Millennium Wood next.
Hell yeah.
It's a great piece of cover now. Oh, I'm a bit worried about this picnic area, to be honest.
Oh, what? If it brings in the public, it'll disturb the birds, you mean?
Yeah. Cars, people, dogs.
So finding this skeleton was good news for you, then?
Yeah, too right. If it delays it for a few months, that's fine by me.
Perhaps you should sprinkle a few artifacts around.
Yeah. Well, funny thing, though, Brian's ordered a big bench for it, arrived yesterday, and he... Oh, sorry. Right, Emma, I'd better answer it.
Actually, I need to get off for a meeting anyway. I'll see you, OK?
Yeah, yeah, bye.
Bye.
Hiya, Em.
Hiya. Are you busy?
No, I'm over at Brookfield. Just finished. Is George all right?
Yeah, he's fine. I'm just been looking for the rain cover for his buggy. I can't find it anywhere. You haven't got it, have you?
Oh, I might have, yeah. He said it was raining on his cars.
What, have you got a leak?
No, it was just a game. So I said we'd collect them together and put them under the canopy.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I probably just left it in his bedroom.
Well, could I come round this evening and collect it then?
No, that's all right. Will you be at yours dinner time?
Yeah, after I've done Adam and Ian.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll nip home in a bit and if it's there, I'll bring it round.
Oh, great. All right. Thanks, Will.
No problem.
Right, before we kick off, I just wanted to say that it's good to have you back on board.
Well, Annabelle was very persuasive.
I have to say, I do think it's a shame that we're not going for a bigger digester. It would have put us on a sounder financial footing.
There's nothing unsound about this one.
No, you see what's happened to crop prices lately?
Well, yeah, of course I have.
I don't think we need to rehash all those arguments, do we?
No, you're right. I accept that you felt the larger unit wasn't right for Ambridge at the moment, so...
At the moment?
Yeah, for the foreseeable future, shall we say. So, let's press on with the project as it is, shall we?
That's why we're here.
Good. So, first...
First thing is that Adam sends his apologies. He's very busy with the harvest.
Yeah, and as it's the estate's grain he's getting in, I can hardly complain about that, can I, David?
But he's briefed us fully, so, Ruth, did you want to talk about the RDA?
Yeah, he's been talking to his contact over there, and it seems to have gone a bit quiet.
Quiet.
He was given a likely timetable for the approval of the grant, but when he chased it up, they weren't quite as forthcoming.
What, dragging their feet? Did they say why?
No.
Perhaps Annabelle and me could ask around a bit, see what's up.
Just inquiries, though. You will report back to us before taking any action.
Yeah, yeah, don't you worry, just a few feelers.
Oh, sorry. I should have switched this to silent. Oh. That matter we were talking about earlier...
Newt?
No, the other one. It's been scheduled for consideration by the planning committee.
They're discussing it the week after next.
Right.
And the meeting's open to the public.
In the town hall, is this, Pat?
No, the district council building's in Parliament Road.
Oh, yeah, near the college.
Yeah, we got the letter this morning. We've been invited to attend, and we can give a short statement to the committee.
Are you going to go, then?
Oh, you try stopping us.
No, I don't think so.
Trouble is, we can only speak for a maximum of 2 minutes.
Oh, that's not very long.
You're telling me. Especially when we've got so much to say. We've looked so hard to find an alternative, Pack has, and it's just impossible.
So are you going to speak, or Tony? Or both of you?
No, it definitely won't be a double act. Either of us, really. Although I have got a bit more experience of public speaking.
Yeah.
It's cutting the material down that's going to be the problem. And not knowing what we'll be up against.
Well, how do you mean?
Borchester Land gets 2 minutes as well.
I see you might be up against Matt.
I don't know. I suppose he might send someone else to do his dirty work. Graham Ryder, maybe.
Well, you're bound to make a better impression than Creepy Ryder.
I hope so. We're just glad it's finally going to be resolved.
I bet.
But what we do want is for as many people as possible to support us there.
What, actually in the meeting, you mean?
So the committee can see that people haven't just signed a piece of paper. If they're actually prepared to turn up,
yeah. It
must be something they feel really strongly about.
Well, everyone does. Everyone I've spoken to anyway. I'll come and support you.
Will you?
Yeah, if I'm available.
But won't it be difficult working for Borchester Land? Brenda's keeping a very low profile on the subject.
Well, just because I work for Matt doesn't mean I can't have an opinion, does it?
No, of course not.
It's not like it's anything to do with the shoot.
Well, if you do feel you can turn up, we'd be very pleased to see you. And anyone else you can bring.
Okay, then.
Right, well, I'd better get on with these deliveries and let you do your shopping.
No, it's not much. Just going to get something for me dinner.
See you then, Will.
Bye. Don't let them grind you down.
Thanks, Brenda. Help yourself to milk and sugar.
Ruth.
Right, girl.
She is. Lots to learn, but it's useful having her around. Anyway, where were we?
Connection.
Oh, yeah, right. This ludicrous amount they want to charge to hook us up to the grid. How's your electrician getting on with that, Annabelle?
He's a bit more than an electrician, isn't he?
Well, electrical engineer, whatever. They're all sparks, aren't they?
Well, he's still negotiating with the district network operator, but he certainly thinks there's scope to make substantial savings.
What's his definition of substantial?
The original estimate was around 60,000. He's looking at taking something over 20 off that.
20,000?
Wow.
Well, that's more like it.
He's still working on it, but I'll let you know the final estimates when he has them.
There, you see, if we'd just accepted the first thing the DNO said, we'd be blowing 20k for no benefit at all.
Yes.
See, that's what Annabelle's good at. Not taking things at face value, finding a way round. Well done.
Only doing my job.
No, it is good, definitely.
I agree.
Thanks, Annabelle.
Where do you want it, then?
I'll just stick it in the corner. Thanks for bringing it round.
That's all right.
It wasn't urgent. You didn't have to come in your dinner hour.
Well, Dave said there might be rain later.
Oh, what, later today?
No, in the week. But you've got it now if you need it.
And was it where you thought?
Yeah, sheltering the cars.
From the non-existent indoor rain.
Yeah. Right, well, I've got a pasty to heat up, so...
Will?
Yeah?
I was just going to make a sandwich for me and George. Do you want one?
What, to eat here?
Yeah, of course.
That'd be great, yeah, thanks.
I'm going to do them cheese spread, but I expect we can find something a bit more interesting for you.
Do you want me to butter the bread?
No, you've been working.
Well, so have you.
Not since 6 a.m. I haven't. Go on, sit down.
It's no hardship. Not this weather.
Is cheddar okay?
Yeah, anything.
And we got some tomatoes as well.
Great.
Mum got them from Derek Fletcher through a swap club.
Oh, what did she swap?
Something out of Dad's veg patch, I think. She was trying to work out how much tea they're worth.
How much tea?
I know, didn't make no sense to me neither.
Nope, I'll get it.
Oh, hello again, Will.
Hiya.
I was expecting you.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Oh, there you are.
Come on in.
Thanks.
Do you want a hand with that?
No, I can manage. Can I pop it down here?
Yeah, that's fine, no problem.
I thought I could drop it off at the shop when I was doing the delivery, but Susan didn't have the car.
No, I'm using it today. So does she need to know anything about it?
No, it's just some blank paper for transition stuff.
Not too complicated.
I hope it's recycled.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And the mill sludge waste is used on local farms. I could go on at some length about it if you like.
No, I believe you.
Right, I'll see you then.
Yeah, see you.
Bye, Pat. So, have you heard from your mum and dad?
Yeah, mum rang when they got there.
Oh, from Spain. That'll be expensive.
Ah, she didn't speak long. Just they'd got there safe and it was really hot and a nice hotel.
Oh, lovely. Bet they're lazing on the beach right now.
Well, if I know Dad, he'll be lazing in a bar somewhere.
Oh, I'd so love a holiday. Even a few days away would be nice. Like Ed and Fallon, short break in Devon. Lucky things.
Well, haven't you heard?
What?
What about Ed and Fallon?
They haven't got engaged, have they?
No, they've split up.
They what?
They're not going out anymore.
When did it happen?
Well, I don't know. While we were down there, I think. No surprises, though, is it? He's done it again. Had a great thing going there, nice girl, and he mucks it up like he always does.
Why did they split up?
Who knows? Maybe Fallon came to her senses, gave him the push. She's a lot better off without him anyway. At least if she ends it now, then he can't let her down big style in the future, which he would.
But, well, how is he? How's Ed?
Ed? I haven't got a clue. And I really don't care.
Come on then, George. Let's go and see the pigs.
Yeah, let's play with the pigs.
Not play with them. We're going to give them their food.
Can I have some?
Oh, not the pigs' food. That's not for little boys. You can have something when we get back.
Morning.
Ah, all right, Mike.
Oh, I've got a little helper today, have you?
We're going to feed the pigs.
You don't normally take him over there, do you, Neil?
Well, no. Emma would have been back by now, but she's had to stay on at Brookfield.
Oh.
They had a last-minute booking for Rickyard Cottage, so she had to do a quick change over there.
Come on, Grandad.
Yes, I'm just talking to Mike.
Well, couldn't you just drop him off with Susan's mum?
Oh, don't you start.
Sorry?
No, it's just... I don't like him going over there. Ivy just plonks him in front of the telly.
Oh,
you know, these cartoon channels. It can't be good for him.
Right.
And she gives him sweets all the time.
Oh, he's probably better off with you, out in the open air.
Yes, exactly. That's what I keep telling Susan. But you know.
Oh, I get it. Criticising her mum.
Yeah.
It takes a brave man to do that. To any woman.
Anyway...
I just had some good news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got planning permission for the conversion.
Oh, great.
So now we can look for a builder.
Oh, not going to do it yourself, then?
No, well, I haven't really got the time. Now, there's still lots to do, though, all the building reg stuff to think about.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Anyway, I better get off to Grange Farm.
Yes, well, I'd
better... Oh, Ed's really down at the moment.
Mm.
Well, you heard him and Fallon are split up.
Yeah, look, Emma said.
Poor bloke's in a terrible state.
Well, he brings it on himself, doesn't he?
Oh, I don't know about that.
He'll have been playing away while she's been on this tour.
No, I don't reckon he was.
Oh, something like that, anyway. Lucky escape for Fallon, if you ask me.
No, you're like... I know you don't like the bloke, but that's a bit out of order, isn't it?
I know what he's like. And you're not going to tell me otherwise. Come on, George, we got work to do.
Is that everything?
Yes, thanks, Helen. Oh, no. Have you got any of Oliver's cheese?
We do.
I'll have some of that, please.
Right.
As a gesture of solidarity, if nothing else. Although we do like it too, of course.
Well, that's good to hear.
How's it all going?
Stocks are lasting quite well at the moment. I'm seeing Oliver later to talk about it.
I'll give him my best.
I will. How much do you want?
A quarter.
About that much?
Oh, no, maybe a bit more.
There?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. Have Mum or Dad spoken to you about the planning meeting?
No.
The council are deciding whether Borchester Land can take our pack house away from us.
Oh, yes, that's an awful business.
The meeting's a week Wednesday, the 23rd. And we're hoping that lots of people turn up to support us.
Oh, well...
Hey, that's about 150 grams. 296.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you think you might be able to make it?
I'd have to check the diary. We're having a lot of extra bell-ringing practices at the moment. There's a competition coming up.
Oh.
But I will mention it to Neil. Hopefully he can keep the date free.
That'd be good, thanks.
I'm enjoying it, actually. It's nice to concentrate on the ringing. Quite relaxing. Mm.
Anything else?
No, that's definitely the lot now, thanks.
Okay.
And speaking of dates, the 8th of August, Kenton and I are having a joint birthday party.
Oh, great.
For our 50th, I'm afraid to say.
Gosh.
Elizabeth's offered us a room at Lower Loxley.
Lovely. So it's going to be quite a do then?
Oh, it certainly will if Kenton has his way.
I bet.
He did have some, well, let's just say, inappropriate ideas for a theme.
Good old Kenton.
But we've settled on an 80s night. Sort of a play on the date. 08, 08, 08.
Fantastic.
There'll be plenty of shoulder pads and cheesy pop music.
That sounds like I'll need to dust off my pixie boots.
There you are. Oh, they like that, don't they, George?
They're hungry.
They are. Yeah, they can't get enough of this lovely feed. Okay, you just stand back a bit. Let me come through. Thank you. Oh, she doesn't look quite right. Just stay there, George, by the trolley, will you? I've just got to check this out.
I'm hungry too. Can I have some? Pig!
What? Oh, God, how did you get in there?
The pig pushed me.
Oh, well, they didn't mean to hurt you. They didn't know. Come on, let's get you out.
They pushed me.
Oh. Hiya.
Oh, Christopher. What are you doing home?
We haven't got much on. Are you okay, Mum?
Oh, yes. It's these onions. They're so strong.
Oh, right. Thought I walked in on some drama.
Why are you here?
We didn't have a lot of jobs on this afternoon. So Ronnie said I could do some revision.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Well, he wants me to pass.
Oh, yeah, if he's going to keep you on.
Not if, Mum. He said he would.
Well, you make sure you do some revision, eh? It's a nice gesture.
I will.
The theory paper's only a week away.
9 days.
And then just the practical.
Yeah, just.
And then you'll be the first one in the family to have letters after your name.
Uncle Clive has letters after his name.
No, he doesn't. What do you mean?
HMP.
Oh, Christopher.
Only joking. So, could you do me a sandwich?
No, I've only popped home to make something for you and your dad's tea.
Oh, right.
I'm at the shop till 7 and you need to get off to bell ringing, don't you?
Again? Yeah. What is it?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Cool.
So you can get your own lunch.
You said I should be revising.
Oh, come on, Christopher. A sandwich isn't going to take too long.
Exactly. So why can't you make it?
Oh, a full house. Mm-hmm. Come on. It's all right.
Georgie?
What's happened to him?
The pig pushed me.
You what? You took him out to the pig?
It's nothing. He just fell over, that's all. Oh,
they pushed me.
Oh, it's just a bit of mud.
That doesn't smell like mud to me.
Oh, Neil, it's filthy.
We'll soon have you clean, won't we? Arms up.
Oh, why was he with you anyway? You were going to take him to Mum's.
No, that's what you said.
And you should have done. Oh, give him to me. This wouldn't have happened if Mum had had him.
Susan.
Oh, honestly, Neil... I don't know how you could be so stupid.
Did you see Ed earlier?
Yes, I did. Not his usual self, is he?
No, he's very down. Tell just by looking at him something's wrong, can't you?
He's still putting the work in there, mate.
Oh, yeah, but a fair play. At least he ain't gone off the rails like he did over Emma.
Well, perhaps he's a bit older and wiser.
And he weren't going out with Fallon anywhere near as long.
No, that's true. He had a lot less invested, I suppose.
You know, Oliver, when you took him back, when he'd been doing the drugs, living rough, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind admitting, I thought you was completely mad.
Well, he wouldn't be the first person to think that.
But, well, you were right. Ed's turned into a good little worker.
Yes, he has. And, well, thanks for saying so, Mike.
No. I've recruited him to the Roundheads.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you know, me tug of war team.
Oh, yeah, for the fate.
Yeah. I weren't that enthusiastic, but I thought it would be something for him to look forward to.
Yes, yes, he needs distraction.
Yeah, and like I told him, he's joining the winning side.
That's very confident.
No, I mean like in history.
Well, the parliamentarians won the civil war, certainly, but the Commonwealth didn't last that long.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Sorry, am I interrupting?
No, just a little historical debate.
Yeah, I need to finish them anyway. I'll see you, Helen.
Bye, Mike.
Cheers.
I didn't have Mike down as a history buff.
No, it was just a... Oh, never mind. So, how are we doing?
Me? Or Sterling Gold?
Oh, both, of course.
Don't worry, I'm only teasing. We've started selling the last batch of cheese, but the stocks are actually holding out quite well.
Because so many customers cancelled?
Well, yes. That has had an effect, obviously, but Ptarmigan in Westbury rang yesterday, wanting to increase their order.
Not despite the TB?
If they've heard about it, it hasn't bothered them. Their customers can't get enough of it, apparently.
So what did you tell them?
That we had limited stocks at the moment, so we couldn't sell them any extra.
Oh, I don't know what's worse. Shops cancelling their orders for a completely unnecessary reason, or shops wanting more cheese when we can't supply it.
But maybe we soon will be able to supply them.
Huh?
And the other outlets, too. When's the next test?
2 weeks.
If you get an all clear, we could be straight back into production. Could eke out what we've got in stock and then relaunch as soon as the next batch is ready.
That's a very optimistic picture, Helen. I only wish I had your faith.
You're supposed to be leading. Christopher will turn you. No, Nigel. You're in the wrong place. Oh, stand. Well, that was absolute rubbish.
Neil, Emily's still learning the method.
I don't mean Emily, I mean everyone. I mean, what is wrong with you all?
It's Colin. The tenor's all over the place.
You can't talk, Christopher. I mean, where's your concentration?
I've been revising all afternoon.
And what's that got to do with anything? We're not pulling like a team. It just sounds like eight individuals.
We are trying, Neil.
If we ring like this, we're going to be the laughing stock of all the towers in the county.
Look, do you think people are tired with all the extra sessions?
I am.
Well, we need them, don't we? And at this rate, we're going to need a lot more.
Oh, I was going to ask if you could leave one evening free. It's the week after next.
No, it's not the time, Shula.
Sorry.
God, just because Mum gave you a going over at lunchtime.
What was that?
Nothing.
Right. Come on again. And sharpen up, everybody. I've had a bad enough day today as it is. And I don't need you lot making it worse.
Look to... Treble's going. She's gone.
Is that our supper?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Chicken and vegetable casserole.
Oh, very nice. Do you want any help?
Sorry?
Can I don't know, cut up the chicken or something?
Well, the butcher did that when I bought it.
Oh.
And I've done everything else. Unless you want to bake some bread to have with it.
Bread? Oh.
Brian, I am just teasing. Oh, you could get the bottle of cider from the fridge.
Thirsty work, eh?
No, that's what it's going to be cooked in.
Oh, chicken in cider.
Hmm?
Sounds good.
And I'll leave it to cook slowly for the afternoon.
Shall I open it, Di?
No. We'll give it a few minutes. The vegetables need to soften first.
Right here.
Yes?
Something wrong?
No, no. Well...
What?
I did think Adam might want me to help out a bit.
Oh.
Well, he's been combining our barley for nearly 2 days now. I'm surprised he hasn't wanted, well, at least some meal break cover and a corn trailer or something.
He'd say if he needed help. It's the first year. It's bound to take a bit of adjustment. You'll just have to think of, well, something else to fill the time.
Yes.
And enjoy it.
Yes, you're right, of course.
Come in.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Linda.
Hello. Hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, not at all, but I do just have to go and check on the grain dryer.
Brian?
See how the crop's coming in, you know.
Oh, yes, you farmers at harvest time. Busy, busy, busy.
Absolutely. I knew you'd understand.
Brian!
See you then.
Bye.
Right. Well, would you like some tea?
No, thank you. I'm on my way to work.
What can I do for you?
I wondered if you'd heard about the District Council Planning Committee meeting to discuss Borchester Land's plot to steal Bridge Farm's packhouse.
Well, I hardly think steal is the right word.
I and many other villagers will be attending the meeting to show solidarity with Pat and Tony. Can we count on your support too?
Me?
I could offer you a lift.
Oh, Linda, you must understand I'm in a very difficult position.
Jennifer, you surely aren't going to stand by and see your brother's business crippled.
Oh, I'm sure it wouldn't come to that.
Isn't that a Bridge Farm veg box?
Yes.
Yes. What a wonderful service that is. Local food for local people. A core activity of a transition village. You wouldn't want to see that ended.
No, replaced
by yet more trips to the supermarket.
Oh, I do see what you mean. And look, I am sympathetic, honestly. But I think that I can best help by putting pressure on behind the scenes.
And that's what you've been doing, is it?
Yes, of course.
And without much success, it would seem.
I will talk to Brian about it again. Oh, well, when he comes back, but that's really the most I can do.
Very well.
So, if that's all...
Well, no, actually. That was really en passant.
Was it?
Yes. I wondered if you'd had a chance to talk to Joe Grundy about his overpriced pony trap rides.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have, and he actually made a very good point.
Good afternoon.
Joe! Don't you look sharp, eh?
Well, I said to dress up.
Yes, but looking at you, I feel I ought to buy a new outfit.
Oh, there's no time for that. No need neither, Mildred. You look very handsome.
Oh, you're such a charmer.
Oh, it's true. And if you think I look smart, you should see Bartleby.
Well... Thank you very much.
Has she gone?
Yes. You're safe.
Good.
She was only here 5 minutes. Five very difficult minutes. Did you have to leave her all to me?
I know you said I should find new things to do, but spending time with Linda Snell's definitely not one of them.
Oh.
What's she going on about?
Well, Pat and Tony's barn.
Oh, not again.
Are you sure there's nothing you can do about it?
Jenny, we've been through this. If Beale's going to pull out, it would have to be for a business reason. I can't ask the board not to go ahead because my brother-in-law might cross us off his Christmas card list. What's that?
Changing the subject.
There's really nothing more I can say.
It's Sipo's present.
Oh, when's his birthday?
The 26th, but I want to make sure they've got it in good time. Perhaps you could pop it to the shop later.
Yes, all right.
Well, how was the barley?
Oh, coming in fine. Bit damp with this humidity, of course, but the dryer's handling it.
You don't look very happy about it.
No, no, it was just...
Oh, what now?
Well, Adam had put Jeff on the dryer.
You're not saying he's not up to the job.
No, quite the opposite. Seems a bit of a waste of a skilled combine driver. I'm sure someone else could have done it.
Oh, Brian.
Just saying. It's not how I would have done things, that's all.
So where are we going, Joe?
Ah, it's a surprise.
Oh, I hate surprises.
Yeah, you like this one, I promise.
I heard the church bells again last night. Uh-huh. They play them a lot, don't they? Really takes me back. I was listening and thinking, last time I heard this was 50 years ago. How did 50 years go by when I wasn't looking?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Turn around, you're married. Turn around, you're a widower. Turn around again, you're drawing your pension.
When I look in the mirror, I still get a shock, you know. I stand there and I wonder, who's that old lady looking at me?
Oh, you're still a fine-looking woman, Mildred.
Flatterer.
Oh, I mean you.
Because inside...
You don't feel no different, do you?
Nope. Inside, I'm still 21.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you. Have you got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I thought you might have been on the combine.
Andy's doing a turn, so I could check on the pickers. I've sent Garbo for a break.
Oh, very charitable of you.
He's a good worker. He'll probably be one of the ones I'll get to run the maze when it opens.
Oh, that'll be another thing for you to worry about.
No, it's fine, Mum.
Oh, you've got so much on. Adam, you know I don't want to interfere.
But...
But you do know Brian would love to help, don't you? He's finding it a bit frustrating, actually. All this work's going on and he's just twiddling his thumbs.
Right.
If there was any job you could give him...
Mum, we're pretty well staffed at the moment.
Oh, I know, but... Well, I'd appreciate it as well.
Getting under your feet, is he?
He's got bought us a land stuff, of course, and hungry. But it's a lot less than he's used to, and... You know... He offered to help with the cooking earlier.
That does sound serious.
Darling, could you have a think about it?
Oh, I suppose, yeah. If there's anything needs doing, I'll ask him.
Oh, good.
Although we're moving back to the estate tomorrow, so it might not be for a while.
Wow!
Welcome to Grey Gables.
So, this is your mystery destination.
I like it, do you? Whoa, Bartleby! Stand. One of the owners is our William's godmother, see? And the other one, our Edward Wirtsworth.
My, you are well connected.
No, don't move. Let me help you.
I had no idea.
Right, now. Give me your hand.
Joe!
Thank you, kind sir.
Oh, yeah. We're almost family here. Us and the Sterling.
Joe!
Yeah?
Joe! You can't leave that chap there.
Why not? I'm a customer like anybody else.
But it's where the cars turn when they drop people off.
Well, there's still room.
You should go in the car park.
Well, I think it looks lovely out front here, don't you?
Yeah, well, this is my friend Mildred Summerskill, by the way.
Oh, Linda Snell, how do you do?
Hello.
Yes, it is undeniably picturesque, but I'm afraid aesthetics aren't an issue.
No, it's favouritism for the motor vehicle that's the issue.
What do you mean?
A bit of a turn-up. You support in cars over environmentally friendly means of transport, isn't it?
What?
Oh, no, maybe not, given that you're on the side of the car in the swap club. Bit of a petrol head on the quiet, isn't it?
I am certainly not a petrol head. The purpose of my swap club offer is to share the car when it's doing the journey anyway. So that is environmentally friendly.
Not as friendly as a pony in traps.
Ah, yes. But what about the cereals you feed to Bartleby? Think of all the pollution from nitrate fertilisers and pesticides.
Bartleby don't get no cereals.
Absolute rubbish. What about oats?
No. He lives on good grazing from our field, and there's plenty of clover in that sward too. So I don't need no nitrate fertilisers, Mrs. Clever Clogs.
Well, I simply don't believe you.
Ah, well, you can believe what you like. Now, after you, Mildred.
Thank you, Joe.
Because right now I'm looking forward to my afternoon tea.
Are you off, then?
Yeah, I'll post Seabird's present and pick Rory up from the bus.
And it's Phoebe's day to come to tea.
Oh, of course. Well, I'll bring her too. Not that she'd let me go without her anyway.
I saw Adam earlier.
Oh, yes?
And I did mention that you'd be happy to help out. But they're back to the estate land tomorrow.
Well, that shouldn't make any difference, should it?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, it's all home farm work, wherever it is.
I'm only saying what Adam said.
And leaving Brookfield till last, eh? I wonder what David will have to say about that.
What a woman.
Oh, Linda Snell. Oh, you get used to it. Do you want that little eclair?
No, I've already had two.
Ah. Oh, and if I'm being honest, Bartleby might get the odd oat. Occasionally. But for now on, I make sure it's not when that busybody's looking, eh?
So, how's Edward now? Is he any happier?
No. Yeah, I'm very worried about him. When he split up with Emma, he really went to pieces, you know. Living on the streets, taking drugs, all sorts.
Well, he's not like that now,
oh,
though.
No, he's just unhappy, like. Oh, you know. Edward and William, they neither of them had much luck in love.
Well, they're both young. Who knows what the future will bring?
Yeah, I suppose that's right.
Look at me. When I planned this trip, all I thought I'd get was some photographs and memories to take home. But I've met the most delightful gentleman who's made the trip far more special.
Oh, you met somebody, have you? Well, that isn't surprising, I suppose. A woman like you.
Joe?
Yeah?
Who do you think I'm talking about?
Well, I don't know. Do I know him?
Oh, very well, I should think. It's you.
Oh.
Joseph Grundy. You silly man.
Are you all right with that, Brian?
You're not offering to help, are you?
No. Isn't one of the men?
No, they're all on the harvest. Anyway, that's the heavy one. I think it must have all the metal parts in it. How's Peggy?
Oh, fine. She was cutting back that clematis. You know, the one that was taking over the shed.
Oh, yes.
So I gave her a hand, and Jack sat on a lounger and watched us.
Was he all right?
Quite happy. It was all very pleasant, actually. A little bit sticky.
Yes, she's very close. Mm.
Those boxes.
Huh?
That's the bench, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I thought you put it away.
Well, I had, but I'm going to take it up to the Millennium Wood now.
But you're meant to pick up Rory. Don't you remember? You said 2 days running.
I'm going to do that on the way. Then I thought we'd make a start on assembling the bench.
But couldn't you just ask Adam to get somebody else to do it?
You know how busy they are.
Oh, well, what's the rush?
No rush. There's no point in the boxes being propped up in the machinery shed doing nothing.
I thought you had to read the papers for next week's board meeting.
I've done that. That's why I'm dying to get out of the office.
And Rory will be in his uniform.
It's only a polo shirt.
But I don't want him to get messy.
Jenny, he's going to be passing me a spanner occasionally. We're not stripping down an engine.
Surely you won't get it done before supper.
Well, if we don't, we'll just bring the spare bits back and finish it tomorrow.
Oh, you've obviously made up your mind.
I think it'd be a nice thing for me to do with Rory.
Yeah.
Weather might bring us back early anyway.
Yes. Well, Cormac's due soon.
Your archaeologist chap?
He's coming to survey the site.
Jolly good.
So, I may see you up there.
Hi, the lager.
Orange juice and lemonade for Hayley, and Phoebe will have a Coke.
Hayley's still not drinking, then?
No, not while she's breastfeeding. Don't want to turn Abby into an alky, do we?
No,
right.
Is that all?
Yeah, thanks, Fallon.
A bottle and a straw for the Coke?
Yes, please, yeah. Hello?
All right, Roy. It's Will.
Oh, yeah, all right, mate.
Yeah, brilliant, yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Are you off work today?
Yeah.
I thought so. Do you want to meet me for a drink later?
Well, what sort of time?
Well, if I get a move on here, maybe 5:30, 5:45?
Well, we're at the ball now.
Oh?
Yeah, Bailey and the girls as well.
Oh, the girls.
Yeah, I know. Still can't get used to saying it. We've just been to see the vicar about getting Abby christened.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, I know we're not really churchgoers.
No, I was thinking about George's christening. Well, the party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when Neil spilled that bottle of red wine all over...
Yeah, Susan's new carpet. Anyway, I bet yours won't be so manic.
Yeah, hope not. I don't know how long we're going to be, but why don't you just come straight here? I'll give you a ring if we got to go.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just sitting outside.
Now, you see the picture?
Yes.
So, we have to join this bit to that bit, see?
Yes.
So you just hold on to that.
Like this.
Well, keep your hand right to the top, well away from the wood. That's it. Then the bolt goes through the holes. And the nut on the bolt.
Like before.
That's it. And then I tighten it up.
Do you want the spanner?
Well, in a second. Okay, let go of the upright now. Spanner, please. Thank you.
Daddy?
Yes?
Can I play for a bit?
Yes, all right. Stay where I can see you.
I will. Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hi, Rory.
You all finished with Cormac?
Yes, he's gone.
What do you think?
He says it doesn't have the potential for a big dig.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't a surprise. You said that was likely when I saw him at the university.
Well, I can't say I'm disappointed. It was enough disruption when they found the skull.
That was because the police were involved, Brian. This wouldn't be the same sort of thing at all.
What sort of thing would it be?
Well, he's suggesting that if we could get a team of volunteers together, then he and some students could supervise a small investigation.
How small is small?
Well, I don't know. But he certainly thinks there should be the chance of finding more material from the Civil War.
Well, where are you going to get your volunteers? You can't spare anyone from the farm.
Oh, no, he's not expecting that. People from the village, I suppose.
Right. So when's all this going to happen?
He's going to email me some dates. They've had a dig cancelled at the beginning of August, so they should be able to fit this in nicely.
Oh, how lucky.
And in the meantime, I'll ask Mike to cover the site over, and I'll do an article for the website asking for volunteers.
Yes, you do that.
I'm tired now.
Well, you've been a busy bee, haven't you?
Nice to sit on the bench.
No, not yet. No, it isn't finished.
That's Mummy's tree, Jennifer.
Mummy's tree?
I don't know where that came from.
You, obviously.
No. I mean, I told him the bench was in Siobhan's memory, of course. He must have just thought that because the bench goes round the tree.
Oh, what next? Is it going to be the Siobhan Hathaway Memorial Picnic Area?
No, Jenny, honestly.
Or will you be renaming the whole wood?
That's a shame Ailey had to go on.
Yeah, well, Phoebe needed her tea, and I reckon Ailey was getting peckish too. She's eating loads at the moment.
Glad I saw them before they went. Abby's looking great. They all are.
Thanks, Will.
You make a lovely family.
Cheers, mate. That's exactly what Marjorie said, too.
What? Mrs. Anthropus? Seen her, have you?
Yeah, today, before we saw Alan. She was great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Couldn't get enough of Abby.
Wow. She never had kids of her own, did she?
No. So she's sort of an honorary great-grandma, really. How's it all going with you, then, anyway?
Yeah, pretty good.
You're looking a lot happier than... Well, when those birds was poisoned. Not got long after you split up with Nick, was it?
Yeah, weren't much fun. Lost the plot for a while.
Yeah, you did. Well, but it was a tough time for you.
But I'm really coming through it now.
Good.
Tell you one thing, Roy. It's been a lot easier between me and Emma.
What, without Nick around?
Yeah, much better.
Must have been a bit difficult for her.
Too right.
Well, still stuck with her parents and you moving on.
It weren't just that. I think a lot of it was about George.
Another woman bringing up her kid.
Helping to bring up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm just saying. I've been there with Kate and Ailey.
Oh, yeah, of course you have.
Although Kate got over that a long time ago.
Thank God. And George being so friendly with Jake. Oh, I think it was like he was joining a new family. Couldn't have been easy for her.
No.
So, yeah, it was horrible when it ended, but I don't know, I'm starting to think that maybe these things happen for a reason.
Well, good to see you back on track.
Thanks.
Hey, I saw Joe at work yesterday.
Well, Your work, you mean?
Yeah, well, he didn't do any work, does he?
Not if he can help it.
No, he was in the restaurant, having afternoon tea with his lady friend.
Oh, yeah, Mildred.
Yeah, he was all poshed up. Pinstripe suit, flower in his buttonhole.
But he got his church suit on.
Yeah.
Weddings and funerals, that only comes out for normally.
Well, they looked like they was enjoying themselves.
Oh, she's been a breath of fresh air for him.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Best of luck to him, that's what I say.
Oh, is me dad seen it yet?
What about?
Well, I am now officially Roy of the Roundheads.
What are you on about?
Village fete this year. It's all going to have a Civil War theme, you know, Cromwell and all that. So the tug of war's going to be Cavaliers versus Roundheads.
What? Dressing up?
Only if you want to. My dad's the chief Roundhead. I mean, you going to join?
Well, who else is on the team?
I'm not sure, all told. I know Ed is.
Is he?
Yeah, Dad signed him up this week sometime.
Right. Who's the captain of the Cavaliers, then?
Kenton Archer.
Oh, no offence to you or your dad, but I might give him a ring.
Yeah, no, all right, suit yourself. Oh, look, talk of the devil.
What?
Hiya!
All right for some.
You okay, Em?
Not bad. Finished for the day, then?
Yeah.
Listen, the time I was going, I think, looks like it's going to chuck it down anyway.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Picked the wrong time to come out.
Yeah, and I need to get home and give Abby her a bath. See ya.
See ya. Bye, Roy.
Yeah, bye, Roy. Do you want a drink, Em?
No, I'm only passing. Adam forgot to leave my money out, so I've just come down to collect it.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, really.
Oh, Emma, when I had George yesterday, he was going on about the pigs knocking him over. That ain't right, is it?
Well.
Oh, your dad doesn't let him in with the pig, surely?
Not normally, but...
Oh, here comes the rain. Right, come on, better get inside. That came on quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Nearly got rain in my beer.
That wouldn't do.
Shall we sit down?
Yeah, okay.
So, you were saying about George?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to stay on late at Brookfield on Wednesday, so I rang Dad and told him to drop George round at Grand's.
Yeah, well, Ivy will always have him, won't she?
Yeah, but he didn't. He took George with him when he went to feed the pigs.
What? The sows?
No, just the young pigs, I think. Anyway, somehow George got in one of the pens.
He said he wanted to eat piggy food.
Well, and they pushed him over in the mud and, well, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to spell it out.
Mum said he was filthy when Dad brought him back.
Yeah, George said he had an extra bath. He wasn't hurt, though, was he?
No, thanks to Dad. He's meant to be looking after George now. And I had to get him to promise he'd stay in the lounge and not do anything stupid.
It'll be all right.
Do you think?
He isn't going to take George to the pigs anymore, is he? Not until he's a lot older, anyway.
I suppose not. Not after the talking to Mum gave him.
Looks like we're going to be here for a while. How about that drink, eh?
Oh, yeah, all right, then. I'll have a wine.
Rosie?
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Good girl. Oh, evening, Fallon.
All right, Will. These dead, are they?
Yeah, they're not ours.
Right.
Fallon?
What?
Well, just that... Sorry to hear about you and Ed.
Me and Ed?
Splitting up. You seem very happy together.
Yeah. I bet you were.
You are?
Just leave it, will you, Emma?
What, Fallon?
Sid, sorry, he's run out of Rosé. Is White all right? Em?
And tonight, the Wanderers return to Keeper's Cottage. We'll be back in Ambridge at 7 o'clock.